woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Already halfway through the week. Look at you. Making your way to the long weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I love going into a long weekend when it's a Monday one, because you know that not only are you closing in on that long weekend, Thursday, Friday, things start to get exciting. The next week's going to be a short week.
Yeah.
So
double treat.
It's great. It's a wonderful thing. I hope your morning's going really, really well. It's 19 degrees. Feels like 25. Should feel somewhere in the neighborhood about 30 degrees today. A bit hot and sticky. But mostly sun, which is kind of nice. Now, we have so much going on today, including 5K Fridays. A keyword at 8 o'clock. Get you $5,000 on Friday. And of course, we give you a Google Smart Home Mini right away. Checking in with the crew. Jax, it's on your mind.
This is a little breath of fresh air that actually feels like it's going to happen. Together Again is going to be the first outdoor summer festival, like music-wise, happening in Toronto post-lockdown. So it's going down like Rebel Grounds down on the waterfront.
Oh, cool.
There. Yeah, down by the drive-in. And yeah, it's going to have a ton of DJs, Mark Oliver, DC, a bunch of names that I'm not quite familiar with, but it sounds like I will go see anybody right now. So
yeah.
It sounds like this is going to be the first official one. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely
fantastic. And you're allowed to get close?
Yeah, you're allowed to get close. I mean, masks, like there's going to be safety protocols, etc. But like, guys, it's happening. Things are opening.
Excited.
People are dancing.
Michaela?
One of my favorite things happened when I was driving to work this morning. There was someone walking down the road to the beat of the music playing in my car.
Yay!
Oh!
That was such a nice treat.
I love that.
Yeah. It made me so happy.
What were you listening to?
Yeah, what was the song?
It was Virgin, but I can't remember what song it was playing. Yeah. Maybe Levitating or something like that.
Okay.
Something good.
Done. He's like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Maybe he was listening at the same time. I always love when you roll down your window and someone's listening to the same radio station as you are, and you just look at each other like, yeah, we both have great taste.
Yes.
There's a woman who runs down Lakeshore every morning. And she, I'm not sure what workout thing she's doing. I think it seems like a walking Zumba thing or
incredible.
Whatever.
Incredible.
But she looks like she's just having the best time.
Yeah.
And every time I drive to work, I'm like, man, I gotta be on whatever vibe she's on this morning. It's amazing. Every day, like 6:30, it's the perfect time. Sorry, 5:30, it's the perfect time. Now,
I love that.
Let's do this thing. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about how Union Station, they have declared Union Station finished.
Yeah.
Seems that they lied. Because the construction's not done yet. We'll tell you about that in a couple of songs. And hey, how long will it take? Another decade? Maybe. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I gotta be honest with you. Jax and I are gullible. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you probably know that. I'm not sure if you're as gullible as we are. Yesterday, Mayor John Tory gets up.
We are not gullible. It was on the news.
Well, it was on the news.
We're supposed to trust the news.
So, well, it's the media, man. Do your research, man. So I guess yesterday, City of Toronto officials announced the completion of the Union Station Revitalization Project. And then they said things like, after years of extensive work on this difficult project, the Union Station Revitalization is now complete. With the last piece of the revitalization, the Bay Concourse, opening to the public today. That's John Tory.
So what's the problem
now?
Here? Is it too good to be true?
Now, this was 12 years ago this thing started. It was supposed to wrap up in 2014 for the Pan Am Games.
12 years ago.
The cost was about $640 million.
How much did we actually spend? Over a billion?
No, that was the cost.
Oh,
that was the cost.
Okay.
It was 600, sorry, it swelled to $824 million. So almost a billion.
Good.
Right? And despite all the drama, we made it happen. Now, they're saying it's done, but people are saying complete and done are completely different things. So apparently, I love this statement.
What?
There is minor work that will not impact customers and patrons using visiting Union Station.
It's not done! It's not done!
Which means that, you know, I always love when they do that. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to close this hallway for 3 weeks and we're just going to finish it. You know what I mean?
Always,
I won't impact you though. You just have to go around. And,
yeah, it's tarp walls.
Yeah,
tarp walls always.
Yeah. And then the Metrolink CEO came out and said, you know, I don't want people to be alarmed by the fact we've got more work to do, but we have more work to do. That's like, the exact quote. So you're not done.
Could you imagine if the LRT crosstown was like, yeah, we're complete, but we still have some work to do? It's like, on what? Like the tracks? Like honestly, what?
Honestly, this sentence exactly is what I used to say to my math teacher every time I wasn't done a project in time.
Yeah.
I don't want people to be alarmed by the fact that we've got more work to do, but we got more work to do. That was my entire high school. It's nice to know nothing changes.
I don't trust anything anymore.
Don't blame you on that one. It's not done. Oh. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Rick Ross continues to be the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
Now, before I tell you how many cars he's owned before getting his driver's license, I want to re-explain a story that we had before. Now, Rick Ross bought a 200-acre plot of land and it has a house. Used to belong to a boxer. And people in the area were like, it was the landscaping fees that killed the guy, man. Like, it just it costs a fortune to have
much money.
That much property. So, you know, he was like, well, what's the thing that's going to cost me the most? People were like, well, cutting your grass, for one. Yeah. So he went down to the
John Deere.
And there he's like, I have 200 acres of land. Yeah. What tractor should I get? And he's like, get me the most comfortable one. Get me the best one.
Yeah.
So then they just dropped it at his house, and he learned how to mow his lawn with a gigantic tractor. We're talking farm-size tractor.
Incredible.
So he cuts his own grass at his estate, which is pretty wild, okay? So there's that. On top of that, Rick Ross has some room on this 200-acre estate. Rick Ross owns 100 cars. And for the first time ever, he's getting his driver's license.
How was he driving them before?
I have no idea.
You know what? I like to think that doing his own lawn and driving in his tractor gave him the confidence. And he thought, you know what? I'm now ready to drive a car.
Yeah, because maybe that's what it is.
Like you said, he's keeping true to the brand. Like, he has a bunch of Maybachs, yeah.
Rolls-Royce Wraith. He's got a 73 Impala, like, 60 Chevrolet Impala.
He's got so many cars. And these are not cheap cars. Like, these are so expensive.
Yes, he's a car guy. He loves cars. Just can't drive them.
Just doesn't know how to drive them.
If you've got 200 acres of land, I'm assuming that you could drive it there, right? Like, who's going to pull you over on your own property?
Adam? The law is the law, wherever you are.
I don't know if that's the case, though. Is that true?
He's 45, and he just got his license. Attaboy.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
He's stepping outside of his comfort zone, cutting 200 acres of grass and driving his cars for the first time.
I got my license at 21, and I thought that was a little old, especially like in Nova Scotia. Everybody got it at 16, but 45.
Why did you get yours at 21? I'll tell you why. I failed my test twice, so I've got a story, too.
Because stole my parents' car.
I'm so sorry.
As a teenager.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Legally allowed to get my license until I was over the age of 20.
I'm so sorry.
Because I was a dangerous teenager. And my parents certainly weren't going to let me drive their cars.
I was just going to tell you that I was bad at driving and didn't get mine until I was 19.
No, I was a young offender. Here we are. No, it's okay. Old wounds.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I just think we need to do a little shout out to Penny Oleksiak, who has cemented herself as the ultimate Canadian Summer Games participant. The most medals in history for an athlete in Canada.
Atta girl.
At the Summer Games. Now, we don't traditionally do that well at the Summer Games, obviously.
Yeah.
We usually do a lot better at the Winter Games.
Right.
You know, we're usually top five in the medal count. It's like China and the United States have 800 medals at the Summer Games.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, we've got five.
Yeah.
And they all belong to Penny Oleksiak.
Yeah. And they're all won by women.
That's right. Yeah, 100%. Now, we've been just dominating the swimming, I guess. And she won bronze in the 200-meter freestyle.
Yeah.
If you told me to point out what 200-meter freestyle was, I would say, I'm sorry. I have no idea.
Not
I can't
quite
help
five,
you with that.
But not 100.
But
you're
the,
freestyling for a two.
Yeah, 100%. But you know what's cool about Penny Oleksiak is that, like, I think she started swimming competitively at, like, 13 or 14. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then she won her first like gold medal at 16.
She started late and she blew up. Remember at the 2016 Olympics? She was all over the place.
And like is very tall. And like a coach like pointed her out at a pool at one point and said, that person could be great.
Yeah.
And they're like, but she doesn't swim. And they're like, doesn't swim competitively. And they're like, doesn't matter. Yeah, she's got the physical makeup.
Do you remember when Drake and her had a little friendship back in 2016?
Did they?
Yeah, he was like shouting her out a bunch on social media and she was losing her mind. And I wonder if he's like going to give her, like send her a present. I hope he sends her a present today.
Well, maybe he's a little short this month. Who knows?
Tightening up the purse strings.
Well, until Certified Lover Boy comes out and he starts making money again. I'm sure he's making money.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ha-ha! Vaccination station! Look at us go. We now officially have enough vaccines to vaccinate every eligible person in the country. Woo! This is massive. So Trudeau said yesterday, I urge Canadians to book their vaccine today to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. We will continue doing what is necessary to protect the health of Canadians, finish the fight against COVID-19, and ensure a strong economic recovery for everybody. So if you are living in this country, you can now get vaccinated. There's enough for everybody. Dua Lipa has spoken out about DaBaby's comments about HIV and AIDS. So over the weekend at the Rolling Loud Festival, DaBaby said some horrific things on stage. And afterwards, he didn't really apologize. He kind of just doubled down on it more. And yesterday, he kind of put out an apology, but it's not really an apology. Either way, a lot of people are upset because he was a collaborator with Dua Lipa, who is really, really outspoken about the LGBTQ community and is a wonderful advocate and ally. And of course, she did say something yesterday. She says she's surprised and horrified by the rapper's comments. She just said she's really upset. I know my fans know that where my heart lies is good, and I stand 100% with the LGBTQ plus community. We need to come together to fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV and AIDS. So we were kind of like hoping that she would speak out, and she did exactly that and more. So love Dua Lipa.
Yeah, on top of it just being like it's a reminder that the stigma around that stuff is still huge in the community. But I also want to say that like, The apology he issued is more like, I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yeah.
And you can read it. Like, it's like, you know, like basically he just ends it with, you know, your business is your business.
Yeah.
Like, dude, come on. And what he doesn't realize yet, or what he's starting to realize, is this has cost him millions. Because DaBaby was on the rise and he's going to make millions of dollars. Nothing's going to take away from it. He's going to do fine. But you make comments like this.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in music of you can make a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
And then there's like a thing where you cross over and you make like $100 million.
And he was on his way to that. He's incredibly talented, but ignorance and homophobia won't get you going
there,
sir.
So we'll see what he does, because I don't think this is the end of this. No. I think he apologizes again. I bet.
And as we always say on the show, put your money where your mouth is, sir. Gigantic Van Gogh head is going to be floating around Toronto, which is all terrifying and also very interesting.
With an ear or without?
I do believe without.
Okay, all right.
So the balloon features a massive image of Van Gogh's head complete with like realistic brush strokes. It's going to be on display on July 28th, of course today, July 31st and August 1st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., depending on weather. So it's all to promote, of course, the Van Gogh exhibit. And we experienced the longest lockdown in North America. They're really looking forward to celebrating this. I thought that's really big. That's a really big Van Gogh floating around. But you know what? We haven't had much in the city as of late, so this will be nice. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
And how about we hook you up with $5,000 on Friday? We're only 48 hours away from it. So we'll give you a keyword in two songs at 8 o'clock, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One of the things that my therapist told me when we were about to have kids, or a kid, is stay off the Facebook groups for parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because the judgment's too harsh. And he said, it's one thing if it's like buying and selling stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're asking for advice.
It's mean on there, man.
Yeah, you get a million different answers. Yeah. And frankly, if you choose one, there's going to be 40 people who think you're wrong.
Yeah.
So that brings us to Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis,
okay,
who bravely said anything about parenting, which is always a bad idea. And they said that they don't really watch their kids.
Okay.
The thing is, they're like, well, we don't really bathe our kids. We bathe them when we see actual dirt on them. And they've got two, Wyatt Isabel and Dimitri Portwood. And they don't use soap every day. They said, listen, if there's dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
Which is kind of true, because the second that you wash a kid, they're dirty again, right?
Right. But, I think what people's outrage, quote unquote, and I don't think it's outrage. If you're outraged by that, the world's going to be hard on you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, you can't see COVID. But you have to wash your hands for that. You can't see the cough, like a cough germ. You can't, or a cold germ. You can't, you got to wash your hands for that. So what people are saying is like, you know, bathe your kid.
Wash your babies.
Wash your babies. Yeah. Now, I have to say, and there's a lot of people that are against this. With Everly,
yeah,
I'll do her hair once or twice a week max.
Yeah.
Bathe her every second day.
Yeah.
And that's only because she's at preschool.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought, you know, what the heck?
Yeah.
But beyond that, like, I don't see a reason to either. Like, I don't think what they're saying is all that crazy.
They're wild, man. No, seriously, like, kids are wild. Like, do their hair, it's going to be messed up in 5 seconds.
Sure.
Bathe them, they're going to be dirty in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, like, don't not wash your children at all. Right. We are not condoning dirty children. But, like, yeah, I can see every 2 days.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask, okay?
Okay.
Forget the kids for a second.
Okay.
Love the kids, but forget them for a second. How many times do you bathe? Because I just told you I bathe Everly once every couple days. I take at least 2 showers a day.
Yeah.
And I just like showers.
Yeah.
They're never for long because my skin gets dry. But if I need to go get a good think in, or I need to like chill out or whatever, or think about an idea, or just kind of just, I need 5 minutes, I go take a shower because I find it really relaxing. And so I will absolutely bathe a couple times a day, which is terrible for you. You don't need to do that.
No. And you definitely don't need to wash your hair that often.
No, I don't do that.
So I shower every morning, just like wake me up. But if I like work out during the day, I'll shower again. But if I'm in a good old winter depression, I'm taking a bubble bath every day. You know my depression
really?
Baths. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for summer to come back.
Jax will just say to us one day, she'll be like, I need a gentle day today. Yeah. And gentle means usually she'll book a massage. She'll get a sub. We call those sub and rub day.
Yeah.
And then she'll go home and
take a midday bath.
She'll take a little nap and then she'll take a little bubble bath to finish off the
day. Listen, I'm working on my mental health over here, okay? Everybody is. This pandemic is hard. A bubble bath is good.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, Jax actually, like, we could hear her
Don't
in the
that.
Bath
Don't
while she was on a conference call with us, too.
It
was amazing.
I didn't mean to not be on mute.
So I wanted to ask this.
Okay.
Not for kids. For you.
Yeah.
Okay? Can we find somebody who goes longer than, you know, a couple of days?
Oh, like, for sure.
What's the longest you go, or what's your usual, like, length in terms of, and now this is a bit of a scary subject because we did this once with bed sheets and there were people calling in saying like, I haven't changed them this year. And it was like September.
Yeah.
We're like, what's wrong with you? You got to change those.
Either somebody will fess up to it or somebody's going to be like, my husband. Like somebody's going to rat somebody out
sure. You know what? Tell on someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to find somebody who's like, I never shower ever. In fact, I just spray on deodorant and that's it.
A little axe goes a long way.
416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How often do you bathe anyway? So Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were talking about the fact that they really only bathe their kids if there's like physical dirt on them. Otherwise, what's the point? They're kids, they get dirty. Like, I'm an every other day parent, but I actually will jump in the shower a couple times a day. And I kind of was thinking, like, I know that's a little excessive. I get it. I'm sure that there are people listening going, I'm only a once a weeker.
Yeah.
999-999. What do we got on the text, Jax?
We got a lot. You know what? We got a lot of people just fessing up and a lot of people throwing their partners under the bus.
Oh, I love that.
So text me 647. If I'm not up to anything, I may go 2 or 3 days without showering. Save on water. Text from the 902, shout out to Kentville, Nova Scotia. I shower twice a week. My husband has gone the longest, 3 or 4 months. Okay.
3 or 4 months?
Yep. You know what?
Okay. All right. Maybe he's not a sweaty boy, but as a sweaty boy, can't do that.
You are so sweaty
all the time.
You need to have a shower right now,
I'm sure.
I had to
have treatments done under my arms. That's how sweaty
I am. You know what? We're all working to be better versions of ourselves, Adam Wilde. Text me 647. I shower every week. That's because of my skin and hair. It's too dry and I wash it often. If I wash it off and it starts to get itchy and very uncomfortable. That's true.
Yeah.
If you have like any sort of dermatitis or any sort of eczema, it is tricky. I'm also learning also that we have very short hair, you and I, so it's easier for us to have, you know, a shower every 2 days or whatever, or a shower every day because we can just dry our hair. But women who have long hair, like the rigmarole it takes to redo your hair every single day.
I don't have short hair anymore. I have long hair.
Well, it's not as long as like super long.
I can pull my hair down past my forehead and put it right into my mouth. I have a lot of hair.
But I can also confidently say that you don't take long to do it in the morning.
What gave that away? The fact that it's a disaster?
Text to 416 every day in the morning and evening to wash germs away from the day. And a text to 905 here. If I didn't work in construction, I would not shower every day. I wash my hair once or twice a week, which is very healthy. And every day, depending on how dirty I am after work. Yeah, you probably, if you're in construction, you got to work. You got to clean every day.
So, I don't know if I've ever told you this. So I used to do landscaping.
Right?
It was like patterned concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, so I did 2 years of like concrete and making pools and then 2 years of like gardening.
Yeah.
Gardening's just dirt, right?
Yeah,
does get under your knees and stuff. So you actually walk around with we call them like garden knees, and literally you have soil underneath your knees. But when I was doing concrete, they have this thing where, and those patterned concrete driveways are beautiful.
Yeah.
But you would have to you pour it, mm-hmm. and then you have to stamp it, and to stamp it, you have to use these gigantic stamps that are literally made of rubber, and they're about 10 pounds each, and you fit them together like puzzle pieces, and then you jump down on them. And so the concrete would stick to that if you didn't use this stuff called release powder. And release powder is this thick black soot. You look like you just cleaned someone's chimney the whole day. It would get into your tear ducts. It would get into your nose. It would get into your mouth and stuff like that. And I remember
this is heavy duty.
My stepmom looked at me one day. She's like, "You can't come in like that."
No, yeah.
I came into the house and my dad's like, and my dad came to the door. He's like, "Nope, you can't come in like that." Like I actually
you're
had to
that
like,
dirty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You had to like hose yourself off before. And then I would go down to the basement. I would just
like
completely strip naked, walk upstairs and shower because it was
so bad.
And then for several days afterwards, this is gross, but if you blew your nose,
It would come up.
It was jet black. You need to shower.
That's why I worked at Sobeys and not in hard labor. Wow, okay, that's gross.
It's a tough gig.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
As the wise old Beyonce once said, who run the world? Athletic women. Yes, that's right. Women are dominating the Canadian medal count at the Olympics. The female domination is following a trend. I guess women just absolutely took it back in 2016 as well, back in Rio. Canada's Olympic medal count is up to 8 at the Tokyo Summer Olympics so far, and all of the medals have been picked up in women's events. There we go, girls. And also, speaking of the games, Lady Gaga has a doppelganger competing in the Tokyo Olympics, and people are losing it. And you got to see these side-by-sides online. So people are taking a double take after photos flooded Twitter of Jordanian Taekwondo fighter Juliana El-Sadiq. She bears like a really, really striking resemblance to Mother Monster, as they all call her. She hasn't, like Lady Gaga hasn't responded yet, but she's always pretty good with social media things, so I can't wait until she weighs
in. Maybe they'll put them, they'll bring them together and stuff like that. Maybe it would be kind of fun if they... You know, because Lady Gaga always wears outrageous things. They wore the same outrageous thing and it was like made it ridiculous. It'd be fun.
That is what the internet is for, is unifying us for all of these important things. So go Juliana and go Lady Gaga. Go Transit is resuming a lot of regular schedules as of this weekend. So the province is opening up. As we know, Go is bringing back expanding train services as well. So starting August 7th, rail service will be significantly ramped up along the Lakeshore line, as well as more frequent peak and midday trains running every 15 minutes. That's also the day that the new West Harbour GO station in Hamilton is going to be open, which is going to be fantastic, allowing travelers to ride directly from Union to Hamilton. So it's happening, baby. The GO trains are coming back. It does feel good.
I mean, they were saying, remember a few months ago, we were saying, hey guys, we're going to be able to get our second dose starting in September.
Yeah.
And now everybody can have one. Yeah. And like these things are, and they're saying Union Station's done, even though it's not. I mean, it's nice to see that. It's nice to see progress. It just felt like everything froze for 16 months. You know what I mean?
And to believe in something again, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
I love it. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, just over an hour from right now, it's going to be your next chance at $5,000 with Virgin Radio's 5K Fridays. We got to get you in that draw with a keyword, 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
The question was, who has 100 cars and no driver's license? Name a celebrity that you think might have that. A lot of people texted in.
Really, really rich.
Yeah, like, who would you think?
Elton John.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah, that's for sure. A lot of people said Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Yeah. But I don't know if... I'm pretty sure Cardi B's got her driver's license.
Oh, she definitely does. Yeah.
And they buy, like, her and her husband buy themselves. Like, they buy each other expensive cars for their birthdays and stuff. So the person's name is Rick Ross. Rick Ross owns over 100 cars. And these aren't just, you know, like a Honda, like what I have.
Dodge Neons.
No,
yeah. They're not Dodge Neons.
Toyota Tercels. No, these are Maybachs and 68 Impalas and 73 Impalas. And he's got over 100 of them. Now, Rick Ross has the room because he's got a 200-acre estate.
That's right.
And he's decided at 45, guys, it's time to drive these damn cars. So I'm assuming on the 200-acre estate he can drive his cars. But he wants to get his driver's license so he can take them around and actually drive. And I guess if you've been in hip-hop that long.
Yeah.
And everybody drives you everywhere. I guess you don't need a license,
you
right?
You wouldn't need it. He definitely has drivers.
But the thing is, and this is really funny to me, Rick Ross also cuts his own grass. Yes. Now, you might say, well, okay, so do the rest of us.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that Rick Ross has 200 acres of grass to cut.
Like, he's got a big John Deere farm tractor.
Right. Yeah. And he didn't know how to use it, but he went to the John Deere dealership and said, guys, what's the best tractor you have for what I'm trying to do? And they're like, this one? And they're like, are you sure you want it? And he's like, yeah. I don't want to pay for somebody to landscape my place. So he goes and he cuts his own grass.
Don't you have to have a certain license to operate one of those? So I bet he had his heavy machinery license before he had
his
driver's
license. I don't know.
You definitely do.
I don't know. Because it's not one of those riding lawnmowers. We're talking about one of those big, wide...
Like industrial farm tractors. You definitely have to have education. They're not easy to drive.
No.
I just like the idea, though, of like Rick Ross.
He says he just learned... Like they dropped it and he learned right there.
Okay.
So... I mean, listen, here's the thing. Who's going to Rick Ross's house to ask? Right? Like, if he's not hurting anybody, they're probably just going to be like, yeah, we'll focus our attention elsewhere.
Not Rick Ross driving around his John Deere. I just like the idea of Rick Ross having like an N, like having his beginners in a Ferrari or like a Maybach, and he like can't drive after midnight.
Or your G1 here, I think, you can't drive after midnight and somebody has to be present.
Yeah.
And I think it's you. And from midnight to 6 a.m., you cannot drive. And then I think with your G2... There's some other restrictions, too. I can't even remember what they would be because I never actually graduated out of my G2. I would still have it, but I moved to another province that didn't have the multi-tiered
exactly
system.
That's exactly what I did.
And they were like, oh, you're full license now. I'm like, yep,
we'll
I guess
Daisy.
So.
Yeah.
Oops. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Anyway, go Rick Ross. Go get that license.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax on Virgin Mornings. And we were wondering, because Rick Ross is getting his driver's license. He's got 100 cars. He's 45. Never had a driver's license. And we know
Wild.
That he cuts his own grass. He's got 200 acres. And I guess people, when he bought it from a famous boxer. And people were like, you know, it wasn't the cost of the property that killed this guy's finances.
Yeah.
It was the cost of the landscaping. So Rick Ross was like, I'm just going to go get a big tractor. And he figured out how to run it the day that they dropped it off, which is kind of interesting, right? Now, we were wondering if, like, you need a special license for that. And we got a bunch of texts from people saying, hey, excavator operator here, no license is needed to run most farm or construction equipment.
What?
You might need some training or something like that. But, you do not need a D license for
That's wild.
Yeah. So, and I guess that sort of makes sense because on a farm, like, which is usually, like, Rick's not running a farm, but...
Yeah.
On a farm, you probably learn it at a young age.
Yeah, you probably learn super young. I just thought there was qualifications because, like, riding those pieces of equipment's hard.
It's no joke.
No, it is
but
not.
But apparently now, they're really cool. Like, if you get the updated ones, if they apparently have, like, full-blown Tesla-like touchscreens. They're air-conditioned.
Yeah, they're
incredible. So you can have, like, and it's completely soundproof cabin, so you can, like... set it on auto.
Cool.
And you don't even need to steer it. It just kind of goes back and forth and you just have to sit in it. And a lot of them now, apparently, they're getting into, like, I guess with drones and stuff, you can just set it and not be there. And some farm equipment will just run on its own and you don't have to be there anymore, which is kind of neat. So I'm wondering, part of me is wondering, is Rick Ross really sitting in his tractor or is he just running it like a Roomba?
I need to believe that he's in there shirtless.
I want to believe it.
Shirtless and just tending to his crops.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to run something by you here.
Okay.
BTS. Great
Love
group.
Them. Yeah.
Huge group.
Incredible. Biggest group in the world, factually.
Yes.
Stream-wise, record-wise, like everything-wise.
Now, just because you're the biggest group in the world doesn't mean you're not prone to mistakes, right?
No.
Now, a lot of people on the comments for this video, I'll be straight up, absolutely love it. But I feel like this didn't need to happen.
No.
And again, I ask you to listen to this objectively, not as a BTS fan. So BTS covering Puff Daddy and Faith Evans, and I'm calling him Puff Daddy because he was Puff Daddy when the song came out.
That's right.
I'll Be Missing You, which was the song about Biggie.
A legendary record.
Huge song.
Beautiful song.
So if I pitch you that idea and I have BTS cover it, producer Michaela, how do you feel like that's going to go?
Nervous. It's not going to go.
Okay,
well.
Jax, what do you think?
I don't think you should ever touch that song.
Okay, right. Because there are certain songs you don't cover, right?
Yeah.
So here's, this is how it sounded. I would like to know what you think. And this is called Pump It or Dump It. So when you hear the song, I'm going to play like a minute of it. You're going to hear the chorus and everything that you would recognize. Give us a shout. 416-872-9999. The question is, is it a song that we should play? 999 to text, 416-872-9999. Here it is.
They can see someone that they truly love. Check it, yo. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminiscing time, the night they took my chance. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings is hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. If anything to see how I can face. I know we're still living in life.
And? Now, I gotta give him credit. Full live band in the background. Like, these guys are brilliant. They really are.
Live lounge always gives you a live band.
Okay. Well, people don't know what the live lounge is, Jax. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm just saying.
So, what do we think so far?
I think they tried their best. Okay.
I also want to say that they're casually sitting down while they're performing this. This is pretty impressive.
See, I don't mind the rapping parts. I just don't think we...
That was a little South Korean, too.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it was incredible. I just don't think we need to sing that part. And they're so good. They're so talented. But just don't touch the song. Also, I did the math, and most of these guys were, like, one
when
the song came out.
Was BTS even born when Biggie died? Please, no.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean they can't appreciate Biggie's music.
No, absolutely not, no.
But I just wanted to throw this out there. So, the question is... 416-872-9999, 999 to text. We'll see if the BTS Army's up yet, because you know no matter what, they're going to be voting.
We're in trouble.
But do you pump that song, or do you dump that song? Jax, do you pump the song?
I dump it.
Producer Michaela.
I pump it.
You're going to pump it?
Yeah, I'm pumping it. I was dancing.
Oh,
I like
man.
It.
Okay. I love the effort. I applaud the effort. But even the best miss sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
And I'm going to say dump it. And I'm sorry. I have to now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're right. What do you think? Pump it or dump it, and you tell us why.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Pump it or dump it, and it's a BTS cover.
Oh.
But this is a tough one to tackle. This is a tough song. I'll Be Missing You, which is originally the Puff Daddy Faith Evans song. And, okay. So, here's the BTS version.
Everyone, they can see someone that they truly love. Check it, yo. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time, the night they took my chance. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings it's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. If anything,
so you get in a sense of it.
Okay, that's the rap part.
There's a chorus.
Oh, no.
So, our question to you is this a song you want to hear more often? Are you pumping or are you dumping this? What are you thinking?
We're dumping. I like some of the BTS songs. I'm not like a hardcore BTS fan, but like that's just a song, first of all, they shouldn't touch, like Jack said. And it doesn't sound like quality.
Hey, good morning, Dora. I understand that you have something you need to say.
Well, I wanted to give my 2 cents worth on the song by BTS, the cover of a classic.
Yes.
Of a song that has a lot of history behind it.
Yeah.
When I was listening to it, I mean, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack from all the BTS fans, but guys, seriously, there are certain songs you do not touch. When I was hearing them sing the part, the Faith would sing, and when she sang it, goosebumps. And then you have this guy trying really, really hard.
Yeah, it's not like they didn't hit the notes, right?
Yeah.
But again, no, I was getting cringed. Like, I was it was like fingernails on a blackboard when they were doing her part. Yeah, the rapping, I agree with Jax. great job on that. But again,
it's tough. It's a tough one.
It really is.
So, okay, what are the texts saying?
I got a text from 647. I really like BTS. I think they're very talented. Sorry to say, this cover isn't one of their good songs. Text from the 519. Dump it. I agree. This shouldn't have been covered. It needs to be amazing if it's ever going to be covered. This version is absolutely terrible.
That's a little hard.
A text of 289. I had no idea who BTS were. I've seen this. But we don't have one vote to pump it.
Ever?
On the Tux line.
We've never had that.
We
don't have one vote.
And like BTS are incredible and we play a lot of their music and they're usually so good, but there's not one vote to pump this song. I'm looking at our text and there's hundreds of texts.
Okay. Well, I guess we have our answer there. Dumping BTS, I'll be missing you.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, it's going to be hovering above Toronto, and it may be a little bit scary, but it'll be here today. So a giant Van Gogh head is going to be hot air ballooning over Toronto. This is all, of course, for the art exhibit that is going to be reopening over the next couple weeks, July 28th, July 31st, and August 1st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This giant Van Gogh hot air balloon is going to be in town, dependent on weather. And yeah, Adam, you made a good point earlier. 1 year or two? It'll be 1 year.
Oh, it will be 1 year?
It will be 1 year.
Just the one? I love that. Okay.
I actually can't confirm. I just want to see how excited you would get.
Oh, you can't? Yeah. I was just going to say, that'd be kind of like a nod.
Now, DaBaby made some really, really, really dangerous and horrible and homophobic and ignorant statements over the weekend at the Rolling Loud Festival. And he kind of apologized for it last night, but then kind of stood by them. Anyways, a lot of people are very rightfully so upset about this, including Dua Lipa, who did, of course, the track Levitating with him. Dua Lipa herself has weighed in on the situation, letting her fans know that personally she is horrified and surprised by the rapper's comments, saying, "I'm surprised. I didn't even see this. I know my fans know where my heart lies, and I stand 100% with the LGBTQ+ community. We need to come together and fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV and AIDS." And Dua Lipa, I mean, she's, a tremendous advocate of the community, so I'm glad that she's speaking up and not just holding back and not really saying anything. GO Transit is resuming a lot of regular schedules as of this weekend, baby. So as the province opens up, we're going to be seeing a lot more service starting August 7th. Rail service is going to be significantly ramped up along the Lakeshore line with more frequent peak and midday train services running every 15 minutes. Also, the same day, the West Harbour GO station in Hamilton is going to be reopening, allowing travelers to ride directly from Union to Hamilton. And also keep in mind that this weekend, right now, unlimited weekend passes for $10, so you can cruise around, just bop around on the GO train.
Mm.
And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Appreciate that. Now, how about $5,000 in 48 hours? If we could hook you up with that, would you listen for 3 more minutes? Because we've got another 5K Friday keyword for you. After POV from Ariana Grande on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
First off, quick shout out to Penny Oleksiak, who becomes the most medaled woman ever for Canada.
Yay!
At the Games. And actually, I think the most medaled athlete for Canada at the Summer Games ever.
Incredible.
Not just woman, just ever.
Not a girl.
And she's just been amazing. And here's the thing. She's 21 now. The Olympic Games again happen in 3 years. So she's going to be 24 and then potentially could do it again at 28. And
this is a girl.
And she, the crazy thing with Penny Oleksiak is when she came out of nowhere at 16, she hadn't started swimming until like 3 years before then. And apparently it was a coach who was like, "You are an athlete."
Yeah.
And she
here.
Was like, "Are you sure?" Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah." And then I guess they trained and she became
an
Olympic champion.
A couple years later, she was an Olympic champion.
And fun fact, her brother is one of the biggest players in the NHL.
Like physically big.
Physically big. I think he's 6'8 and like 260 pounds. And he just signed a 5-year contract worth $25 million.
Oh, good.
So it's been a good month for the Oleksiak family.
Hasn't it?
Now, I want to throw this at you. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, the Olympic Games are happening. We're seeing these people, years and years and years of hard work and sweat and toil.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting rewarded for their efforts. And I think we sweat hard and we toil over things that maybe aren't as exciting. But maybe we still deserve a medal for. So I want you to do this. Text us to 999999 or 416-872-9999. Plead your case for why you deserve a gold medal in something menial, something boring, but something that you're like, you know what? Pretty damn good at that. Jax?
Saying sorry. I was flirting with the idea of how much mayo I can eat because I'm a really good mayo eater. But no, I'm really good at saying sorry. Mm-hmm. And not just like the Canadian way of saying sorry, but like I will apologize when there's really no reason to apologize. I'll apologize just for apologizing. And then if somebody calls me out for apologizing, I'll apologize for that.
Yes, which I have done multiple times,
yes,
Jax.
Yes, it's bad. No, I feel bad sometimes.
Sometimes. I do. You feel bad for breathing sometimes. I don't know what to do with you about that.
So if I'm going
to
win a medal, it's going to be for, it's going to be for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, producer Michaela, I'm bringing you on for this one. We got to find out.
Okay. Mine was, I was debating between a few, but I think mine is eating ketchup.
Really?
Yeah. And I think TJ would have to agree with that.
Okay. Why would TJ agree?
Every time he's like, do you want to order breakfast? I'm like, yeah, but can you add on the ketchup?
Oh, yeah.
So what obnoxious pairings do you do with ketchup? Like, I know a lot of people will love steak and ketchup, and a lot of people find that offensive. Are you a steak and ketchup person?
I am a steak and ketchup. I like chicken and ketchup.
No!
I like rice and ketchup. I like,
what?
You know, Kraft dinner and ketchup.
A Kraft dinner and ketchup is understandable.
Ketchup, rice and ketchup?
Rice everything. And ketchup.
Yeah. I could just drink ketchup.
I think Michaela likes ketchup with various harder things in it that you can eat that are edible that won't kill you.
God.
That's basically the recipe. Okay, well, I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Now,
Oh my God.
I'm pretty proud of this, I'm not gonna lie. I deserve a gold medal for showing up late to literally everything.
Oh yeah.
And having nobody hate me.
Like, I mean,
honestly, it's a little annoying, I think, for you guys because you see it all the time. But like, there are people like just, I've made it a part of my brand with my friends. Like, they know whatever time it is, if they want me to show up on time, they tell me it's 50. So if it's a, let's say it's a 3:15 start, they'll tell me it's 3 p.m. So I'll show up at 3:15 and we're all on time.
Can you just stop doing that?
No, well, no.
Can you please come
because you've accepted it about me and you like me anyway.
It's funny because like when I first met you, you were always late and you said it was because of your ex-wife. And then after you got a divorce, you were kind of on time for things for a minute and then you started being late again and I just realized it's you. It's just you.
I might be the common denominator here. Yeah, no, me and my ex were late for everything.
Yes!
It was both of our faults, so let's be honest. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, somebody else said, just texted in, hello, this is Kelly. I, too, love ketchup. I also put ketchup on my rice.
No!
Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, you know that there's barbecue sauce, right?
Yeah.
Ketchup itself on steak is gross, but that, you know, but I guess barbecue sauce, they're saying, is just as bad.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with barbecue sauce, whatever. But listen, here's the deal.
Salt and pepper, that's all you need.
What do you deserve a gold medal for? What's your thing? You're like, you know what? I might not be good at athletic things, but I'm damn good at this. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. And as I speak to you right now, I want you to know that there's a group of influencers outside of our studio taking pictures. Yeah, it's great. Oh. And we should.
Oh yeah. We should post that on
Seriously,
our Instagram.
Yeah, we should.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Olympics are on, and I just wanted to know. You know, we've seen these athletes; they've trained for years.
Oh yes.
They get their gold medals. What do you get a gold medal in, huh? What are you great at? That's sort of boring, maybe menial, but you're like, you know what? I deserve a gold medal for this because I'm probably the best. Jax, what do we got?
Got some good ones here. Text in the 703, shout out Barry. I deserve, or 705, sorry. I deserve an Olympic medal for cleaning 3 bathrooms after my husband and 2 teenage boys.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes, ma'am. Or sir,
hey,
you really do.
Yo, they need to clean the bathroom too.
Yeah, you know what's what they do? They do.
You got a husband and 2 teenage boys. How about you assign a bathroom to each of them?
That's right.
And you never clean another one again because you've already won the gold. What do you need to prove?
That's right. You are a champion. You're a world champion. Text from 905. I organize everything in my house down to color, size, and product. It's kind of annoys my husband, but this is what I would win a medal in.
I have a friend named Erica who's like that. She came over to my house to help me organize my closet last year, and she had everything down to the color.
Oh my God.
All organized. Yeah. She's like, if you just keep it that way, it's super easy. It took me about a week, and it all got messed up again. I was like, I can't do this. This is not for me.
My girlfriend Michelle organizes her closet by color, and I had never really seen that. Now I do it. Now I can't see differently. Change
really?
Me. Yeah. Text me 647. I deserve a Olympic gold medal for drinking beer through the pandemic. I mean, you know what? Whatever gets you through. Yeah.
You got through.
Text another one from the 647. Drinking water. Like, I know it's healthy, but boy, oh boy, do I drink way too much water. Is there such a thing as way too
there
much
is.
Water?
Yeah. If you drink beyond a certain amount, you can strip the vitamins out of your body, but I would imagine it's a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
text in the 289 here. I'm a PSW, and I think I deserve a medal because I take care of people all through the pandemic. Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
You deserve a lot more than a gold medal, let me tell you what. So love that.
Now, keep them coming. 999-999. You got a sense of what people are saying. What's the thing you're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be me too. Hit us up. 999-999 to text. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You deserve a gold medal in it. Doesn't have to be interesting or exciting, but you know in your heart of hearts, you are the best. Jax, what do we got?
Got a text here from the 289 that I just love because it's straight up. I deserve a gold medal for raising 5 children and being a great mom. You know what? Straight up.
Yo, 5 children is...
You could be any kind of mom and deserve a medal.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids. That's 20 limbs to worry about.
That is absolutely true.
That's a lot. I got a text from one of my friends who was like, hey, because that's how my friends talk. They're like, hey.
Hey, it's me, Brett. Hey, it's Darren. Hey, man, it's Joe.
And he's
What's up?
He's like, I deserve a gold medal for watching your terrible opinions on hockey on your Twitter account, which if you follow my Twitter account, that's mostly what I tweet about. My Instagram's a little bit more family. My Twitter's hockey.
And don't follow him on Twitter.
And it's free agency. So I'm very excited today. So he's now I have to watch your... Honestly, though, I could see where he's coming from. And I actually had a friend say to me, she's like, listen, one of my best friends said I had to unfollow you the other day. Not me personally, but her.
Yeah.
And she's like, because your online persona does not match your personal persona, like
really?
Who you are.
Really?
And she's like, and it's driving me crazy.
Really?
Yeah. And then so that person had to like, she's like, I had to think about that for a while. And she's like, it was kind of a shock. And then I looked at my stuff and she was like, yeah, whatever. I like what I post.
Okay, fair.
Self-awareness, right?
Hockey bro. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.